We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From the WEEI studios, the home of the Red Sox, 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
131-11. Celtics get blown out by the Wizards in a must-win situation.
The Bruins suffer their fourth regulation loss at home in 37 home games, 2-1 to Nashville.
Wasn't in the cards tonight for Boston because it wasn't like that for three periods.
So these two teams last night, both the Bruins and the Celtics, lay absolute eggs. Who are you more annoyed with? Who are you more frustrated with? 617-779-7937. We'll get to that coming up here on Jones and Mego with Arcan. Final hour of the show. Talked a lot of Patriots last hour. Robert Kraft versus Bill Belichick. That's looming. And it turns out it's Robert who doesn't want Lamar. Despite dropping it in Bill's lap, it's Robert Kraft who doesn't want Lamar Jackson. So why did he drop it in Bill's lap? Plus opening day tomorrow with the Red Sox. You can't go anywhere without any buzz around the Red Sox. For some reason, Chris Sale's not starting. That's annoying. For some reason, Alex Cora is pissed. It's also kind of annoying. So we'll get to it with all your phone calls, 617-779-7937. I'm being told avocado's a fruit.
People are pretty mad about the avocado thing.
That's been getting texted in. It's a fruit. It's not a vegetable.
People are upset.
It would be. I will acknowledge this, and I'm pro-avocado. Unlike Mego, Arcan's vote doesn't count because he has a flawed palate. I am pro avocado, but it's lower on the fruit power rankings than it would be. If it's a vegetable, it's like maybe the best vegetable.
Is this like Jalen being a guard versus a forward?
It kind of is. It's
not
a
an all pro
it's
vegetable.
It's a stronger field. Fruit has a stronger field. Fruit is like the guards and vegetables are like the forwards. It's easier to make the all NBA squad at vegetable than it is forward. It's or fruit. It's a good analogy.
If avocado is a fruit, it is the worst fruit on the planet.
It's not the worst, but it's much lower.
What's worse?
I don't know, like a kiwi? Kiwis suck.
Oh my God. Strawberry kiwi? Get out of here.
Yeah, because you like the strawberry.
You need to add some.
Correct. Kiwi's good. No. Kiwi is much better than avocado.
You know what? So do you like blueberries?
Yeah, I love blueberries.
Those are mushy. Why do you like them?
Those are delicious.
No, you got to get good blueberries.
Ooh, and sometimes you accidentally get a little tart one. It's like a little surprise. You're like, whoa, wasn't expecting that zest. But here we go. Party in my mouth. Don't isolate that. Don't isolate that.
Yeah, it might be time to end the show.
Grapefruit's the worst fruit, by the way.
Is grapefruit?
I don't love. Don't
grapefruit's
ask.
It's like the worst tasting.
Don't
thing
ask
in the
if
world,
it's a fruit. Were you about to ask? Is it a fruit?
Well, no, I just don't
it's
think
right
of
in the
it.
Name.
I know I don't think of it that way. Well, I don't really have that much of a problem with grapefruit. I have way more of a problem with avocado.
I don't hate the taste
why
of grapefruit.
Why are we listening to our kid?
Yeah, again, he's got a. Yeah, why are you even bringing it up? Why are you turn off his mic? Dan is in Worcester. Go ahead, Dan.
Erasure. Yeah, it's definitely a fruit. I think rhubarb is probably the worst fruit of them all.
What the hell is a rhubarb?
Rhubarb is fruit.
Avocado has zero flavor. You have to put salt, and when you make a guacamole, you have to put so many other ingredients just to get rid of that bland zero flavor. Cucumbers have flavor, so does lettuce. They have like a spicy.
No, they don't.
Thank you, Dan.
Lettuce and
so
cucumbers.
Right.
So
great call, Dan.
Avocado, I think, has flavor, but yeah, if you add salt and pepper and lemon and cilantro, it makes it better, of course. Of course. But, like, I don't know. If you add, like, cilantro and vinegar and onion to tomato, then all of a sudden you're making it a salsa. That's better than tomatoes. Do tomatoes suck?
I have a problem with onions.
Some tomatoes do. Rhubarb's a vegetable, by the way.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Rhubarb is a vegetable.
Onion is the most delicious flavor, but the worst texture.
Do you like tomato?
Yeah.
Okay, salsa's better than tomato. Does that mean tomato has no flavor?
No, tomato does have flavor.
Okay, it does. So does an avocado.
But
I just blew up your avocado logic. You're like, well, you have to add all this stuff to make it guacamole.
They're two different fruits. Tomato and avocado are two different fruits.
Also, you can make tomato sauce just with tomato.
But your logic is, but you got to add a lot of stuff to it to enhance it.
No, you don't.
Yes, you do.
Just put it on a pizza. It's delicious.
You got to add a lot of stuff to it to make it good.
Maybe you do.
But so, I like tomatoes. I'm not anti-tomato. I'm just saying, just because you add stuff to it doesn't mean that it sucks and it's flavorless. That's all I'm saying.
Avocado.
I was blowing up your avocado logic. That's all.
Dan, awesome call. You're so right.
I didn't realize avocado was so polarizing. But again, I'm a millennial. I mean, we're all millennials on this show, aren't we?
I think so. Yeah, even Arcan.
I'm an elderly millennial.
That is true. I'm knocking on the elderly door of it. Yeah. But Ed in the car, you also don't like avocado?
I don't know, Mago, how you work with these guys. Avocado tastes like wet cardboard. Kiwis are awesome. So I don't know what you guys have eaten, and I'm not a millennial. I'm way past that.
Yeah, no, we can tell. So I understand.
Again, another great call.
It's a generational argument from him. He doesn't like that millennials like their avocado. I could feel that. That's what was going on there.
If there's a sandwich with avocado on it, I'm going to ask for it without avocado.
That's so stupid. You're going to take the avocado off. It enhances the sandwich.
No, it just makes it mushy.
You don't like onions either?
I love the flavor of onions. I hate the texture of it. But now this is getting too off the rails. Let's please get away from the avocado.
The talk sports crowd is losing their
Let's
mind
please
right
get
now.
Away from the avocado. You guys are obsessed with it.
Sports!
I get not liking your breath to stink with the onion. Like, I get that.
I don't want to get into it.
I like
it's
onion.
Really, it's really gross, the texture.
French onion soup.
I'll eat onion raw. Ooh. If I'm chopping up a salad, I'll eat
like
some,
a stanza.
Yeah, I mean, I won't bite into it like an apple, but I'll eat raw onion. Red onion I like.
I'm not surprised.
Vidalia. 617-779.
That's me and my cereal out in the Bay Area. That's me eating.
That's actually Megan eating.
Doesn't it sound like a horse?
It does.
It doesn't sound human, I will say that.
Okay, I was in the Bay Area covering the finals.
And there was a lot of oats, okay?
I couldn't turn my microphone.
Liz, you want a break? Just...
Yeah,
house and food.
I didn't have the cable. I was in a studio in San Francisco. I couldn't turn my mic off.
Yeah, but you could take the headset off.
What do you mean?
Would that do anything?
Well,
put it away from you. Take the microphone away from you.
No, I had a microphone like
if
this.
If I ate like that, I would go eat in the corner and I would hide and eat in shame in the corner.
Now you'd be killing me. Give her, she had a tough day at the rodeo, and she was hungry.
You know, they said, here are your oats.
Okay, you're one to talk, Arcan.
Yeah, that's true. Arcan's the one, Megan.
Mr. Ed.
You could really mash those up.
That's true.
Anyway, okay.
That's why we're friends.
Okay, right.
We're friends?
Sports. Sports, sports, sports. Sports, sports, sports. Who are you more annoyed with, the Bruins or the Celtics, Mago?
I am so absolutely more annoyed by the Celtics.
Sports!
I'm not even really annoyed by the Bruins. I'm so annoyed by what the Celtics did last night. They actually still had a chance, not only of catching up and passing the Bucks to get the top seed, and whether you care about what seed they have or not, they had the chance for that. They also had the chance to give us an awesome game on Thursday. Like, that game could have meant something.
Yeah, that game now means...
Now that game means nothing.
Zero. It's true.
And so that pisses me off. It also really irritates me the way that everybody handled the game afterwards. The way that they talked to the media.
Okay.
So Mazzulla is sitting there being like, meh. Tatum's always a little meh. But it's like, guys, can you at least pretend like there's six games left and you haven't figured out exactly who you are?
Ryan, give me
an example. You're in a frustrating position at this point in the season?
Give me an example of Mazzulla, right? How about the one on the number one seed? The Celtics had the number one seed at stake. Give me an example of what Mego's talking about from Joe Mazzulla.
Not something we can overly control. We could have won this game and still not get the one seed. We can lose this game again. I don't really know how it's going to happen because we can't control that. Like I said, we've been playing really good basketball for a stretch of time. Tonight was just an off night. Very rarely has that happened to us, so we just have to continue to move on and just kind of control the things that we can.
It's the second time you said that, by the way. We played the other clip earlier, but in that press conference, you had already said that once. It's like, okay, you let it slip. We rarely do this. It was just an off night. Like, maybe you let that slip. No, that was like a talking point for him. He circled back to it later on. So the excuse making from Missoula is super annoying. There's no doubt about it.
Specifically, he says that it's very rare.
Very rare.
Very rarely Never does happens. This happen. It's happened with multiple different teams.
It's like
we
Haley's
can make
comment
fun of it if it's Orlando or OKC. Earlier, I said that this made me think so much of the double overtime loss, which only to the Knicks, which only happened on March 5th. It feels like it happened like
Eons
six
ago.
Weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
It was just at the beginning of this month because you let Emmanuel quickly put 38 points up on you when Jalen Brunson wasn't even in the game. And it's the same thing. So last night, they don't have Kyle Kuzma or Bradley Beal, and you let the Wizards run all over you. Like, now the Wizards are considering a new contract with Porzingis.
The Wizards, without Bradley Beal, without Kyle Kuzma, in their what uniforms, Arkand?
Malibu Barbie uniform.
Okay, they're for the Cherry Blossom Festival.
Malibu Barbie uniforms.
Weird coincidence.
Is what the Wizards were wearing last night. Who's more annoying, Celtics or the Bruins, Arkand?
It's the Celtics, and I don't think it's particularly close in this case. I think that the Celtics had more to play for. The Bruins really only have their records to play for. Celtics had something in hand, you know, an actual thing that they could have made a push for. I don't know if they would have got it, but they could have made a push this game. You're right, Thursday doesn't matter. And what's annoying, too, is that Malcolm Brogdon and a couple other guys came out and were like, yeah, we're really refocused now. Jaylen Brown, the energy shifting again. You know what I mean? Like, we heard all of those things. They won three games, and then they go out there and get their ass kicked like that and by Washington and Porzingis. Like, that was really upsetting. And also, when the scrubs all came in and made the game close again, that also pissed me off.
Yeah.
So, yes, everything about that game pissed me off.
So, look, the Celtics was the more costly loss. But it's par for the course. They do this all the time. Like, I'm annoyed at Missoula. Like, he's super annoying with it. And at least Montgomery had some tough talk. Can I hear Montgomery after the game? He starts off talking about the power play. Just listen to how exasperated he is for a team that's about to set a wins record and a points record in the NHL and win the President's Trophy. Listen to how exasperated he is. And at least he holds the Bruins accountable.
You mean why it looked like it did tonight? Or change it up even more? Yeah. I don't know. We've changed it up quite a bit.
Changed
here.
It up a bunch.
You know, in the last month. Change isn't always the answer, although it seems like the easiest answer. It's players committing to doing the right thing. We didn't have our A game tonight, so it wasn't only the power play that stunk tonight. There was a lot of facets of our game that weren't at the level and the standard that we expect. For whatever reason, you know, we laid an egg tonight.
Laid an egg. I'm with Montgomery. I'm more annoyed with the Bruins because it's out of character. Thank you. Thank you, Monty. I am more annoyed with the Bruins because it's out of character for them. I expect it from the Celtics. This is what the Celtics do. They've been doing it for months. I'm not surprised. It is frustrating. It's annoying. What the Bruins did last night was more annoying because it's out of character, and I don't want to see this become part of what the Bruins do down the stretch. So who are you more frustrated with? Who are you more annoyed with? 617-779-7937. Mego specifically is frustrated, not with Monty, but with Joe Mazzulla. And I do think he allows his players to make excuses. And my God, do we have a whopper of an excuse from Jaylen Brown. We'll get to it after Trending with RK.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
This is Jones and Mego on WEEI.
On WEEI.
I should say credit the Wizards. They made a bunch of baskets. I'm not sure the Celtics made it very difficult on them. And so you just kind of get the feeling that the Celtics thought they could show up, do their little DC tour, and then head off to Milwaukee for a showdown. But it's not that easy. And time again this season, we've learned that when the Celtics don't bring the effort, this is what happens.
One, two, get down.
Let me tell you. Forsberg had a good postgame last night.
He was pissed.
Forsberg had a good postgame. He was ripping the Celtics last night.
Really mad.
Ripping them. He ripped them again today in print.
He was getting mad at the audience poll.
He did get mad at the audience poll. You saw that as well? He's like, wait a minute. 20% think that they're still going to finish with the one seed or something like that?
I wanted to take a photo of it and tweet it out and say, let's all vote no to make Forsberg's head explode. But I thought that might be antagonistic.
Forsberg had a good post game. The Celtics deserve to be ripped. Good job by him up there ripping them on the team's flagship station. He should be. And I like that he brought up the D.C. portion of all of it. Because, look, Jaylen Brown, Malcolm Brogdon, Grant Williams, they were all at the White House for part of this trip. And, I think it's a worthwhile thing. Although, listening to Jaylen, I thought I was looking for a few more specifics as to what they were meeting at the White House over what Malcolm Brogdon had to say. I felt like Malcolm Brogdon maybe provided a few more specifics, but whatever. Good. You have a chance to meet with your leaders about topics that you're passionate about. Fine. Good for you.
Wait, wasn't it about sentencing ages?
That is ultimately what Jaylen ended up saying, okay. Yes. But it was a variety. It was a few different
things. I think that was the main thing. That's because those three guys in particular have done a lot with that locally.
And so when it comes to those three, I have no problem with them going to the White House. It's good they went to the White House on their day off. That's fine. You do wonder if they were a little distracted by the whole D.C. trip. And I'm not saying they shouldn't go, but you do wonder if it didn't feel like a traditional game for the Celtics. They didn't play like it's a traditional game, although maybe they did. They've done this plenty of times without White House visits mixed in as well, Mego. But when it comes to this Celtics team, and the excuse-making. My big problem with Joe Mazzulla after the game is that when your coach is up there saying, oh, it's just one game, and it doesn't happen all that. It very rarely happens to us where we have a game like this.
When I swear, this never happens.
It happens all the time. And so when the coach is up there saying that after the game, it really allows all the players to follow suit. And if you give the players an inch, they're going to take a mile, Mego. Mazzulla says it never happens, rarely happens. Come on, when could you ever remember another game like this happening? Oh, I don't know, the Rockets game, the Knicks game, there's been a million of these this year, especially lately.
The Nets a couple weeks ago.
Good one. So when 28
you give, points.
When you give them an inch, they're going to take a mile. Listen to where Jaylen took this. Forsberg just brought up D.C. Mego, I know this topic is near and dear to your heart. Listen to the excuse from Jaylen.
Just keep building good habits. Tonight, I'm not going to let tonight be to kind of set the tone for what we've been playing. We've been playing good ball the last couple of weeks. Tonight, we just throw it away, get ready for the next one. It was a weird game. You know, traffic kind of messed everything up, threw everybody off. You know, I think no excuse. We got to be better, starting with me. But we've been playing good basketball. We should get back to it.
Traffic. That's why they lost last night. The traffic, Mego. No excuses. I mean, I don't want to make excuses, but it was the traffic.
It's incredible. Look, I'm very proudly from the D.C. area. Have sat in D.C., which I feel has been the worst traffic I've ever sat in. I've lived in Boston for 12 years. There's just nothing compares to Beltway traffic and then to actually inside the Beltway in D.C. traffic. It is a standstill at all times. You're always getting rerouted for something. Is someone stupid, you know, presidential, what is it called?
Motorcade?
The motorcade comes through. This is shut down because there's a threat over here. This is shut down because there's a cherry blossom parade over here. Like, it is awful. It is an awful city to travel around.
It is so bad.
But this makes me concerned because if they're that easily distracted, that the pregame routine, the three-hour pregame routine is thrown off by bad traffic.
Traffic kind of messed everything up.
Michelle Wu, shut down Storrow Drive for the postseason. We need
only
a
the Celtics
JB
can use
lane.
It. No, only the Celtics can use it. All Celtics
Mass
can use
Pike.
It.
I mean, I'm guessing they're coming from Newton-Wellesley area.
Yep.
We need a Celtic lane. That's it. I'm sorry. If you don't like it, then you hate Boston sports. Get out of here.
Give them the whole pike.
Well, no, we just need a lane.
No,
we need a designated Celtic lane.
Let's give them the whole pike. It's this much of a problem. Let's give them the whole...
And take the bike lanes away, too. That's too distracting.
Give them the whole pike.
We need
during
that,
the playoffs.
The bus or however anybody's getting from Newton-Wellesley into TD Garden. There's no speed limit. There's no traffic.
Yep.
You're just allowed to fly.
Yeah, I like
Go
it.
Go ahead.
Did the Bus One boys experience the traffic? Because as Arkan mentioned in the last segment, those guys came in and made it a very
Good
interesting
point.
Basketball
maybe,
game.
Maybe catch the early bus.
Maybe.
Maybe you don't have to worry about
thing
it so
is,
much.
Thing is, even if you give them the whole pike, once you get off the pike, you get traffic there too. If you get off at Government Center or if, God forbid, you try and go South Station and you get stuck
okay,
there in the South Station.
That's
traffic,
where they get their
that's
lane.
That's where the that, mayor
you
gets
get the lane
the,
there.
That's
yeah.
where the mayor gets the most.
That's where you give them their lane. It's
so,
a new,
Mar Healy, basketball fan. You got to take care of the pike because that's state property.
She played basketball. Did you hear that?
Yeah. Yeah, she's
she crossing up
lady.
Nobody in that commercial, remember?
She did cross up on
like a no-look
Baker,
pass
though. She made Baker look like a clown.
Who's that bozo who won the dunk contest? She looked like that. Was just dribbling on air. What was it again?
Mac McClung.
Mac McClung, and you're like, oh my
More
God.
Stop.
Who I just saw doing a commercial with Vince Carter, and I'm like, am I in the Matrix right now? What has happened?
So it's a new low. I mean, this is honestly a new low. Jalen wasn't done, right? Didn't he have more on traffic? I think he had more on the traffic.
Personally, I think that we've been trending in the right direction. Tonight, it just seemed like everything was going right for Washington. Everything was going wrong for us. On top of just, you know.
Wait, pause it. He sounds so exasperated.
He's like,
there.
I mean, come on.
Thinking back to that every red light we hit.
Let me hear it.
I'm supposed to be the franchise player.
No,
I thought we were doing a symbiotic thing.
No, well, I did want to say, what did it remind you of, Mega? What did Jalen talking about traffic remind you of? Did it remind you of anything?
I'm supposed to be the franchise player, and we're in here talking about
traffic.
I mean, listen, we're talking about
traffic.
Not a game. We're talking about
traffic.
Not the game. We're talking about
traffic,
man. I mean, how silly is that? I mean, we're talking about
traffic.
I know it's important. I do. I honestly do. But we talking about
traffic,
man. What are we talking about?
Traffic.
We talking about
traffic,
man. We talking about
cactus.
We ain't talking about the game. We talking about
cactus,
man. We talking about
traffic.
I mean, it's ridiculous. It's honestly ridiculous. It might as well be. And Allen Iverson ranting about practice. Jaylen Brown crying about the traffic. It's a new low. It's really a new low.
I do. I honestly do. But we talking about
traffic,
man. That is what we're talking about. It is what we're talking about today. Because the Celtics, I really honestly wonder after games like that if they care. Like, this is what I said earlier. Like, Tatum's like, it's just one game. Jaylen Brown's crying about traffic. You know, like, Mazzulla says this never happens. It rarely happens. It was just an off night. I wonder if they care. Like, I wonder if it bothers them that they lost to a team like the Wizards. And my sense is they don't. My sense is they don't, and they're
just
going through the motions as late in the year. Right. And so, fine. So, in the meantime, we fritter away playoff position and put ourselves in a worse spot. Although, I guess, are they really? They're getting Philly probably in the second round. So, maybe it's not such a bad spot. 617-779-7937.
I'm supposed to be the franchise player, and we're in here talking about
traffic.
Great work by Ryan Garvin. Well, and again, it was the brainchild of Megan Donnelly.
Busy back here today.
So hat tip there as well. Let's go to Dan.
Nowadays, everybody want to talk like they got something to say, but nothing comes out when they move their lips. Just a bunch of gibberish, and everybody act like they forgot about Bill. What do you think of that, Marcus?
I hate everything you just said.
I thought he was going to splice traffic in there.
It is a
Ooh. Forgot about traffic.
Busy
I forgot
day.
About traffic.
Busy day back
traffic,
there.
Traffic. No, I won't.
If you could, yes. Let's go to Dan in the car. Go ahead, Dan.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hey, Dan.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey.
I got a question. I want to first start by saying I'm very annoyed with Joe Mazzulla. And I have a question. Which was a more organizational, egregious faux pas? Hiring Matt Patricia, who had professional coaching experience, not as an offensive coordinator, but in the professional game, or hiring Joe Mazzulla, who had no professional experience except for his assistant, minimal head coaching experience in the college level.
Yeah, so both were mistakes, but Patricia was the far bigger mistake.
Patricia was much worse.
Yeah, I mean, it was.
Oh, my gosh.
Udoka was never a head coach before he had this job. You know what I mean? Like, that doesn't matter.
My issue isn't giving Mazzulla the job. My issue was removing the interim tag. And maybe in retrospect, they should have given it to Stoudemire, or they could have given it to Will Hardy and not let him go to Utah. Although, did the timing work out on that? I guess not. I guess he was already gone.
Had poached Hardy.
So, like, maybe there were things they could have done instead, but that wasn't my gripe. My gripe was just making him the coach going forward. That's my gripe.
Yeah, and to be clear, Bill had that plan to have Matt Patricia be the coach for months and months ahead of the season.
Right.
This was like half a year ahead of the season. The Celtics were... I mean, regardless of when you think that they figured out everything was going on, the timeline is very strange there. But they basically made this decision in like a week's time.
Yeah, I mean, they definitely knew before we did, but it was expedited compared to Bill putting Patricia. Definitely Patricia's the worst decision. Definitely. I think Mac has cried about it a little too much, but it's definitely the worst decision. Arkham, we didn't bring this up, by the way. We might as well get to this. We had a lot of stuff ready to go on Monday, and then we had Bill talk and Robert talk, and everything got wiped off the board. Didn't you have a Greg Popovich take mixed in here? Didn't I hear this?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, we definitely
we were talking about Mazzulla.
Right past this,
we were talking about Mazzulla, and he's no longer the interim coach.
Right.
We know his contract status, and you with the Spurs in town over the weekend connected some dots here. Go ahead.
Yeah, just that after that game, you had Popovich talking very glowingly about the Celtics. You saw a bunch of guys from the Celtics go over and have a big love fest after the game, too. He was talking with Jaylen Brown. He was talking with Derek White, who he coached, too. So, you know, maybe it wasn't as much as I'm making it out to be. But I also was thinking, you know, Popovich, his contract's up at the end of this year, and I don't know if he wants to keep coaching or not. Maybe he doesn't. But if he does, you think he wants to finish his career out there at the bottom of the Western Conference in San Antonio? Or is there a team with sort of a questionable coaching situation that he could slot right into and be the man and maybe even win a championship before he retires? There is, and that's the Boston Celtics. And it just sort of crossed my mind. I don't know anything about anything. I just sort of thought, you know, that'd be an interesting fit. I bet you that'd be a good fit, actually. And if Popovich still wants to coach and he wants to get out of San Antonio, then the Celtics should consider it.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. At the risk of contradicting myself about Bill, going on age 71, what's Popovich, 73, 74?
Yeah.
So
he's around there.
Like, look, I think Greg Popovich is a bit of a cautionary tale for Bill. Like, Popovich has rode it out in San Antonio. The team stinks now.
74.
And they've slowly circled the toilet. But call me out if I'm contradicting myself. I feel like Popovich moving on is a little more interesting than him staying in San Antonio. Maybe Bill moving on somewhere else and leaving New England would be a little more interesting, too. If the Celtics could get Popovich, they should blow out Missoula. Oh, I don't really even care what Missoula does in the playoffs this year, short of a title. If you can get Popovich, you probably should get in on that. And the players definitely respect him, revere him. I don't know what the exact right word there is, but like you heard Jaylen talking about him after the game, and Tatum has talked about him in the past. I don't know if Tatum did it specifically on Sunday. But, yeah, all right, let's say they come up short. Let's say they lose in the Eastern Conference Final in Milwaukee, okay? If Popovich is done with his contract in San Antonio and he still wants to coach, is that something they should look at, Mego? Replacing Missoula with Popovich?
It would be really fun. I would love it. Arcan, you guys might know this. I don't know. Didn't those guys play for him under USA basketball?
Correct.
So
and Derek White. And,
of course, Derek White played
and,
for the Spurs.
Marcus. Did Marcus Smart play for Popovich?
That was like the FIBA team.
Yeah,
right?
I'm not sure. I'd have to double check. Like, Marcus wasn't on the Olympic team. Although, but neither was Jaylen. So, yeah, they must have all played under Popovich.
I think they all played under Popovich. So, to me, players not named Kawhi Leonard love Greg Popovich. So, I feel like that was more just of a, you know, catching up with friend kind of scenario, especially after a win for them. But, you know, it's a fun idea. I would love to. Of course, I would love to have Popovich here. I mean, look, it would be like two of the worst interviews in one town.
Oh, my God. That is
ever.
True.
It would be horrible interviews.
That is
But it
true.
Would be fun.
Well, yeah.
Pop was there, by the way.
He was. Thank you. So
Pop's also a finalist for the Basketball Hall of Fame right now also. And it would be great to have him here, but it almost feels like there's this finality coming.
He's
to
on
a very lengthy story.
I agree.
Career.
He'd need to want to still coach, which he may not want to do.
Missed the playoffs the last 3 years. Haven't been out of the first round since 2017.
Yeah, I mean, I'm very surprised he's still coaching.
Cautionary tale for Bill. But would I take him here? Yeah. I mean, I think he's an upgrade on Missoula, so I would take him here. But that would require him leaving San Antonio, which I think still ties into what I've been saying about Bill. I don't think I'm contradicting myself too much. When it comes to Missoula, even take Popovich out of it. If they lose in the Eastern Conference Final with the Bucks, are we sure he's back? I know they removed the interim tag, but are we sure he's back?
No.
Me neither.
I don't think that there's any. I mean, all you have to do is look at the Udoka situation last year to say you have no idea what can happen with this
That's
franchise.
True. I guess he could have his own scandal. But
even saying that. I'm just saying, like, there. I wouldn't bet on any coach being there year to year.
No, it's fair.
Whether it's the franchise's decision for any particular reason.
I mean,
Casey was the coach of the year in Toronto and got fired and then went to go accept his award.
I mean, think about this. Like, I don't think this is realistic, but it could come down to Jaylen wants to stay, but Jaylen wants a different kind of coach. I mean, if you were between Missoula and Jaylen, who are you choosing?
It's a good point. Jaylen wants to leave, but he'd stay if Popovich was your coach?
I think Jaylen has been pretty vocal about how he likes to play offense, and it's not from behind the arc.
It's not Missoula ball. It is not Missoula ball. That's true. 617-779-7937.
To be clear, I don't think that's realistic. I don't think that will happen, but I don't think
it's a good hypothetical.
Impossible.
Like, who would you rather have? I'd rather have the player over the coach. Yes, obviously. I am more frustrated with the Bruins last night, though. I am. It's so out of character for them. It's so annoying. And their power play is a mess. Their power play is an absolute mess to the point where Montgomery says it's in the players' heads. It's not just they're struggling. It's in their head. And now it's a mental thing with the Bruins. So, look, the Bruins could have wrapped up the President's Trophy last night. They didn't. The Bruins could have set the Bruins franchise wins record all alone. They're tied for it now. They could have set it all by themselves with a win last night. They're going to do all these things. And I'm not saying the loss last night was overly damaging, but it was out of character for them. And I don't want to see more of that down the stretch. I don't want to let that seep in the final games here as the Bruins try to close things out. The weekend was so encouraging for them. Beating Tampa Bay, beating Carolina shorthanded, which is why even more so I look at it and go, wait, how come you guys were flat last night to start the game? And I'm sorry, Arcan, they were flat to start the game. They laid an egg, as Montgomery said. Like, they were flat to start that game last night. Why?
They were, but it was 0-0 at the end of the first
period. No, it was, so. But, like, I don't know. If you start the thing on time, you bury Nashville and you don't give them life and you don't let Saros lock in and he's a good goaltender. And so, I don't know. I didn't like their approach to that game last night, and I feel like it's not like they played a bunch of games. Bergeron, Marchand, and Lindholm all had the game off in Carolina. So did Ullmark, right? Ullmark had the Carolina game off. That was Swayman. So it's like none of you guys have an excuse, and Ullmark was fine last night. None of you guys have an excuse. You all had a long break. 617-779-7937. Dave is in Natick. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, good evening. Nice show today.
It is.
I love the idea of Pop coming, but there's about a 0% chance of it. He right now is the coach and general manager in San Antonio. So
no, he isn't.
Kind of like the same way with Belichick. If he wanted to come back as coach, I don't think he would give up his general manager duties.
So
Spurs have a different general manager.
Yeah, it's R.C. Buford, I think. But who has
Brian Wright?
Is it not R.C. Buford anymore?
I think it was Buford and Marks before that, but then Wright took over like 6-7 years ago.
Wow. So maybe I'm out of the loop, or maybe basketball titles are hard to follow. They're like baseball titles where it's like there's presidents of basketball operations. Like, what's Brad's title?
Brian Wright took over in 2019. Yeah.
Brad is president of basketball operations.
Yeah. Okay. And Buford's out? Shows what I know. Shows how relevant the Spurs have been lately.
I have to check.
So, but does Popovich have say in personnel? My guess is yes.
Yeah.
Like, who's this guy running the Spurs? Is their GM?
Buford's the CEO of the Spurs now.
Yeah, so got it. So Buford's still there. Him and Popovich
maybe
are still.
Maybe it's just sort of a.
Yeah, you know, that's what I think. I think it's just toying around with titles is what I think
and
it is.
He may be right. Maybe Popovich does have a lot of pull and sway, but he comes to Boston. What's he got? You know what I mean? Like, if he's here in Boston, he's probably going to like this roster. I don't think he's going to want to do too much stuff, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, here's my criteria for him. Does he want to trade Marcus? If he does, he could be the GM. That's what I'd say.
No, he loves Marcus.
He probably does. He probably does.
They both like defense.
Yeah, no, the man does love defense. That's true.
He'd probably put White and have White starting.
He might.
Yeah.
That's okay. That might be the right move.
Although he traded Derek White, so how much was he like Derek White? I don't know. 617-779-7937. We'll have more on this, I'm sure, later on in the week. We can circle back to it later on. Rich Keefe comes your way at 6 o'clock. Dial him up. Jump in line. I'm sure he's got a lot of stuff. Celtics and Bruins both lose.
Ask Red him about Sox opening.
Oh, yeah. Red Sox opening day is tomorrow. Kraft v. Belichick, Lamar, and, of course, avocados all on the table for him if you want to dial him up. Stay tuned for that, and we have Endgame next.
Jones and Mego return after this on WEEI.
Y'all want to play a f***ing game?
Game over, man. Game over.
You little punk.
Boo, Randy. Boo. Boo, Randy.
You're beautiful.
All right, it's time for Endgame. Don't waste time trying to get rid of your old or broken car. Cars for Kids is the easiest, fastest way to donate your car. And to get a tax deduction, go to carsforkids.org today. That's cars with a K and the number 4. We got 3 questions here. Jones already with a 2 Endgame lead to none so far this week. So Mego looking to get on the board here. I got a good feeling about this for Mego today.
Whatever.
He does keep like needling you about that, though. He did that yesterday.
He's a control freak.
The audience
he's
needs
trying to
know
assert
the score.
His power because he knows that he has a flawed palate.
It's very personal, very very uncool to be making fun of someone.
Someone DM'd me
with an affliction
during one of the breaks and said, "Let Arcan know that he's a super taster." That's what these people with these types of palates are categorized as. With
like
the
that, Jones?
Issue.
A super taster. Yeah.
And I didn't even respond because I want to be like.
Because you regular
DM,
tasters don't know anything about
DM
this.
DM Arcan. Don't DM me.
But imagine that. Arcan eats a taco with cilantro in it, and he's just like, the whole thing tastes like soap. How am I supposed to take him seriously on any
super
food?
Super tasty.
Ever. How am I supposed to do that?
Don't DM me about Arcan's taste buds.
You guys are just jealous. Yeah, you have super taste.
Yeah, if you're DMing Mego, just ask for feed pics. That's what everybody knows. If that's what you're doing, don't bother asking about Arcan's food takes. Just ask for
you
feet.
You can just find those on the internet.
Faster than a speeding bullet. Returns tacos if there's cilantro in them. Really goes, doesn't like the way it tastes.
Yeah, goes full Karen at a restaurant,
super
sending it back.
Taster.
Then they'll taste like spit is what they'll taste like.
Okay, we got three nice questions here for Endgame, and, well, it's opening day tomorrow. We don't have a full show, so we got a couple Red Sox questions, including this one.
Oh, boy.
This Red Sox pitcher has made more opening day starts than any other Red Sox pitcher, 8 in total, with a team record of 5-3.
Wait. 8 in total?
Yeah,
in all of Red Sox history?
No, in their career, I'm assuming.
In their, no, the most opening day starts. He's made the most.
Wow, I misinterpreted. I was about to answer somebody on the team right now. So the most starts ever, 8 opening day starts, a record of 5-3?
Yes. Okay. In those starts. I feel like that was pretty clear.
Yeah, I'm so,
I think it wasn't, because we heard two different things.
Well, so. I just am an idiot, and I thought you were talking about a pitcher currently on the team.
These are both you problems.
Yeah, no, I acknowledge, I think that was my fault there, I think. I mean, this has to be right. I have no idea, but this has to be right.
I'm going through the halls of history. What? I'm walking down the halls.
It's funny the way you said that.
I'm just confident that this is right, but I don't know. It makes sense to me that this would be right, but I honestly have no idea.
Okay.
All right, should we go?
This Red Sox pitcher has made more opening day starts than any other Red Sox for the Red Sox. 8 in total with a team record of 5-3.
That's a good one.
Jones?
It's got to be Clemens, right?
Clemens is correct.
Beautiful.
Roger Clemens had 8. Pedro Martinez had 7. And Cy Young, I think, had 5 or 6. But Clemens had the most. So,
I wrote Ted Williams.
Boo.
Ted Williams?
I don't know.
Not a pitcher, but that's okay.
Okay. My bad. No, I was thinking of starts.
Or was he? I see. You weren't not starting pitcher. You were thinking of overall starts.
Yeah.
That makes that phony red seat even more impressive that he was pitching the day before.
It's true.
Can I be honest?
Yes.
Because I was looking ahead and I saw that he made 14 opening day starts.
Oh.
So that's why I said 8?
I see.
I said this Red Sox pitcher.
He did say pitcher.
I mean, I didn't hear
fourth
pitcher.
Word
he
of
did,
the
He did
question.
Say pitcher. But
I thought you were thinking of I'm sorry. I heard Red Sox player with the overall most opening day starts.
Okay.
Well, there you go.
Not what I said. off to a good start here.
You know what? I'm not a very good auditory hearer.
I can tell.
I mean, auditory learner.
Let's go to question number 2 then. Oh, my God. The first Red Sox game played at Fenway Park was played on April 20th, 1912, 5 days after this tragic historical event.
Wait, what? Can you repeat that? I was zoning out.
Jesus H. Christ, Megan. The first Red Sox game played at Fenway Park was played on April 20th, 1912, 5 days after this,
oh, this
tragic
so
historical
easy.
Event.
This is so easy.
Oh, now the auditory hearing is kicked in now.
Yeah.
Okay, because he said it twice.
Right. That's right.
This is what I get for trying to quickly Wikipedia facts before Endgame.
Is that what you were doing? You were like just going, you were like trying to anticipate
why,
all this stuff?
That's why I was so focused on Ted Williams.
Wow. I just saw
any text messages coming in about answers today?
I was like, ooh, Red Sox player with the most starts. I know.
I better look that up.
14.
See, that's
Google.
Smart that you try to think like
try
Arcan
to
before Endgame.
Is.
That's, I mean, honestly, that's smart. It's not really working for you, but it's smart. It's a good idea.
It's like when Wilt shot free throws underhand, like you might as well try something else, you know? It's not working the other way.
I think I know this.
All right. The first Red Sox game ever played at Fenway Park was played on April 20th, 1912, 5 days after this tragic historical event. Megan?
Titanic sinking.
The Titanic sinking is correct.
I'm history, bitch.
Jones, you write that too?
Titanic sinking.
The Titanic
sinking.
In
fact, I actually wrote the exact same thing. We wrote it, Titanic sinking. That's exactly what I wrote, yes.
Yes.
I was worried if I only wrote Titanic, I wouldn't get full credit. I added sinking afterwards. Yes.
You know, there's been 18 movies made about the Titanic sinking. 18.
Can't possibly be right.
It's true. I looked it up on Wikipedia. Some of them were like documentaries.
Are you counting?
Okay.
Well, then that makes sense.
But a lot of them were just real movies.
The History Channel alone probably made 5.
Seriously. You're talking about like the 3D version versus the regular version?
The Hallmark Christmas Channel version of the Titanic sinking.
There you go. All right. We got one more question here. And this involves roads and highways.
Okay.
Today on the show, we suggested a special Celtics lane on the Mass Pike.
I'm supposed to be a franchise player, and we're in here talking about traffic.
The JB lane, maybe, for Jaylen Brown. Most states, including this state, have carpool lanes or HOV lanes.
Uh-huh.
What does HOV stand for?
Oh.
It's one right on 93.
Yep, I'm familiar with it.
There's a cop right
it.
There, too.
I wrote it down.
I cut every,
do that thing
every morning I after it. I drop my kid off at school, I cut past everybody in the left lane right before the HOV, and then I dart back in and cut everybody off. People don't like it, but whatever. I got stuff to do.
Jones also picks up prostitutes to get in the HOV lane like Larry David.
That is true. I also, on the way here, I also go in the right lane when I'm hopping on Storrow Drive and cut everybody off on that connector, and then I just say, whatever, I got stuff to do.
I don't understand how you function with your commute. Like, getting over to your neighborhood gives me major anxiety.
This time of day, it's much easier. When I was coming in at 6 to this building years ago, it was a nightmare commute. Now it's not so bad. All right, HOV. It's got to be vehicle. That's got to be the V. Mego has it. That's the only reason I was willing to say that out loud.
Okay. And you're right, it is the third letter.
The V's got to be vehicle.
Yeah.
I don't know. My answer is I don't know.
Okay. We'll write something.
I am. But I'm saying I don't know.
Today on the show, it was suggested a special Jaylen Brown or Celtics lane on the highway. Most states have carpool lanes or HOV lanes, including this state. What does HOV stand for?
We're talking about
cactus.
What did you write, Jones?
I mean, it's so stupid. I wrote human operated vehicle. That can't be right.
That is incorrect.
It's what I wrote.
Although
it's
technically true.
I couldn't come up with anything. Well, I was just trying to match the letters. What is it?
High occupancy vehicle.
That is correct. It's high occupancy vehicle. That is what HOV is. That is what HOV stands for.
It needs to be human operated.
Who won today?
Right now we're tied.
Who won today?
We have a tie. And our tiebreaker is this.
I got Clemens. You answered Ted Williams.
Oh, God damn it.
All right, well, it's a tie. Hold on, quickly.
Tiebreaker, go.
Without going over, how many career home runs has David Ortiz hit?
Oh, without going over.
Without going over, how many career home runs were hit by David Ortiz in his long, storied career?
I'm calling my shot. I think I got it.
She was so ready to crow about
this victory.
She really
was. She really was.
So mad.
Now she's shaking. She's like the Bruins on the power play right now. It's in her head. Completely and totally in her head. I'm a little nervous about going over, but I'm calling my shot. I think I have it right.
We're in overtime. Okay.
I have it right.
All right, got it.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. How many home runs did David Ortiz hit?
521.
521 is not exactly right, but it's very close. Megan, what did you
say? I said 502.
We were looking for 541. That means Jones is closer, and Jones takes it, unfortunately. I was rooting for you, Megan. I was.
That's for the avocados. That's for all the avocado lovers out there. Team Avocado, 617-779-7937. Dial up Rich Keefe. He's got you covered here tonight. We are back tomorrow. Oh, not at 2. We're on off to the Red Sox and the Orioles season opener.
I'm on at 1.
Or are we? Oh, yeah. Tune in early for our kid. You're not going to want to miss it.
Better.
We'll talk to you tomorrow here on WEEI.
Ooh, and sometimes you accidentally get a little tart one. It's like a little surprise. You're like, whoa, wasn't expecting that zest. But here we go, party in my mouth. Don't isolate that.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.